I've been into collecting and acquiring older things lately, especially one older thing you may remember from 20, 30, 40 years ago, and realize, why would you want that? And I will tell you why. It's the big old boxy televisions, the CRTVs, cathode ray televisions. So let's talk about that today. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology here on the Council of Trent, but Friday, we just talk about whatever I feel like talking about. And today I want to talk about CRTVs, cathode ray televisions, the big boxy televisions that you got back in the day. I remember I grew up with a Panasonic in my bedroom. It was probably a smaller one, 14, 18 inches that you could, you know, as a kid could have in their bedroom. And why are they important? Well, I'll tell you why. Retro gamers love them. And I've been getting into retro gaming a bit more. I still have a lot of the old video games from my childhood, the Super Nintendos. My Super Nintendo still works. I played my Super Nintendo to do a Let's Play footage because Redeem Zoomer was talking about theology while playing Minecraft. I don't know how to play Minecraft. I know how to play Super Mario World. So I just fired up my old Super Nintendo, turned on my cell phone, put it on a tripod, filmed the TV late at night when you get no glare on the television. And I just beat Super Mario World from memory using the Star Road. Thank you very much. It was funny, in that episode, I said in the episode, I apologize, people. I might be a little rusty. I haven't played this in a while. And people said, if this is how he plays and he was rusty, what was he like in his prime? Like, oh, my friend, let me tell you. When I was 8 years old, during the summer, from sun up to sundown, I was in the upstairs room just playing Super Mario World. Free access to it. That's why I tell my wife, I say, Laura, I'm really concerned about the kids' development. Like, you know, I'm really worried they're behind. Like what, in reading and in math? I'm like, no, they still haven't unlocked the 96 exits in Super Mario World. They're way behind in figuring that out. I had that locked down when I was 8. You know, Matthew's beyond that now. He's older than that. We got to catch him up. So I remember just, you know, doing that as a kid, and I still have the Super Nintendo. I still have the games. Some of them don't work, but I think if I go in and clean the pins on the cartridges with them rubbing alcohol, maybe I could bring them back to life. But I've gone on eBay, and I also went and I picked up a PlayStation 2, the old fat PlayStation 2, not the thin PlayStation 2, the fat PlayStation 2, because that model is backwards compatible with PlayStation 1 games. I did PlayStation 1 really in middle school and early high school. And then I think it was around 2001 when the PlayStation 2 came out, and that was all the rage. So that's what I kind of grew up on. I didn't keep any of those games. I got rid of that a long time ago. I had my Super Nintendo even going into marriage. I played that with the kids a bit. But then I said, you know what? I miss the PlayStation stuff. So I went, and I've just been kind of on a hunt for the old discs. I have gotten some of those games on the Switch, but I really like getting the older ones, the discs, and just having them. And I plugged them into my Roku TV and started playing them and thought, wow, this looks horrible. It's all pixelated and it just doesn't look right. Then that led me to the internet, to the retro gaming community to say, yes, my friend, it doesn't look right because it wasn't designed. You know, you got, especially on the Super Nintendo, it was what, 480p coming out of it? It's not designed for a 4K high def television or a 720p or a 1080i HD monitor. Wasn't designed for that, so it gets all distorted. So what do? Got to buy an old TV. So that's where the hunt is for these cathode ray televisions. They don't make them anymore because they're boxy and they're heavy. So what's crazy is for buying them, although I do think now, buying them now, they are probably, I think they've probably maintained their value actually. They're cheaper now. But back in the day, if you bought them, like to get them now, I'll give you an example. To get like a 14-inch, I found a 14-inch one. It was like a Panasonic, I think, that had a built-in DVD player and a little headphone jack, which is nice. And that's just a nice, just small one just to have. And I just grabbed it on eBay for like $150. You got to pay a little bit for shipping because they're heavy. 14-inch Panasonic will weigh like 25 pounds. But then I was like, you know, I'd like to have like a bigger one, like what I had, like my parents had in their living room. And I really didn't give my parents enough credit for lugging that home from Best Buy or wherever they picked it up. It's heavy. Because it's funny, even though the screen size doubles from 14 inches to 27 inches, it's like the volume and everything else inside, you have these huge vacuum tubes and everything to turn it on. It like quadruples the weight. So a 27-inch CRTV weighs close to like 100 pounds. There's one that they made. There's a video about it. You can look it up online. Largest CRTV ever made. And it was something like 60 inches. It was huge, and it weighs like 500 pounds. And this guy tracked it down. It was only one left, like, in the world, and it was in some weird restaurant in Japan. And he got people together and pooled money to have it shipped from Japan. And it was in a restaurant that was going to be demolished. And I think they were probably going to leave the TV there because it weighs like 500 pounds. How do you get it out of there? And it still worked. So trying to get a lot of these TVs, like if you try to get a 30, I remember when I was in college, I got a 32-inch or a 40-inch TV for my little studio apartment. I had to get a friend to help me move it because it weighed like 200 pounds to get into the apartment, which I'm glad I was on the ground floor there. So I went, actually, and I just went on OfferUp, and I was just scrolling through, like, okay, who's got that? And there is a high demand. There was one person, I gave him an offer, like, hey, I'll give you $50 for that TV. Guy replies, and he just posted. He said, sorry, I just sold it to somebody else, because they're in demand, because they don't make these anymore. So if you have an old boxy television, I'm telling you, put retro gaming TV on the description. You'll get people that will come. You get a few $100 for that. Easy. And what's hard about them is to order them. I mean, getting them online, shipping costs are astronomical. So you try to find them locally. If you go to secondhand stores, garage sales, I don't have a lot of time to go to garage sales nowadays, but old electronic stores, swap meets, you can find them. But really, I think just searching Facebook Marketplace, OfferUp, that kind of stuff, that you can find a lot of these old televisions there. And there's something Laura and I have really enjoyed recently, just if we spend time together. We haven't watched TV in a while because she's still recovering from her brain surgery. But when we were watching TV, we just watched DVDs. Way more enjoyable just to pop a DVD in than do streaming. Because streaming, you spend all your time on the menu and you're just like munching on the menu instead of actually watching anything. You're like, well, what should I watch? It's a paralysis of choice. But if you have just a box of DVDs, it's like, yeah, put the DVD in and there's no rush. Like renting something from Amazon, you have 48 hours, get to work. I don't want to do that. And you buy the stuff, like, it's not really yours. You have a license until they revoke it. But the DVD, it's like, it's mine. I can watch it whenever I want to. There are things, though, that were bad in the past. Like, if you do old DVDs, you put them in your DVD tray, you have to watch, like, three commercials before you get to the menu. You can't skip through them. It's like, okay, you know, where do I have to be? If it was 1997 back in the day, where do I really have to be? Life can take a slower pace, I think. So I remember, so I got that 27-inch TV recently to play retro games on, and I found one, and I told the guy, it was cutthroat. He's like, I think someone's going to come over tomorrow, you know, $70 for it. I'm like, I'll give you 80. I'll come over right now. He's like, deal. And I drive, and it's kind of a sketchy part of town, and I just pull up, and he, like, lugs it out. He's, like, straining to carry it, throws it in the back of my truck. I give him the cash. The deal is done. I really would have liked to have, like, it just felt sketchy and weird. I didn't want to, like, push my luck. Say, hey, can we plug this into an outlet? You can prove to me it works. It's more like, you know what? I'm going to take it, and if it doesn't work, I'm going to eat that $80 and never come back to this part of town again, where across the street there is a car on blocks. I thought that was something only in movies. I would like to leave this part of town as soon as possible, please. But it did work, and they look great. I plugged it in, the old PlayStation games, Super Nintendo games, as they were meant to be played. So if you're into retro stuff, there's a cool channel about retro gaming called Retro Bird, I think is what it's called. This guy, he's a funny guy, talks about how to be a retro gamer. Really interesting stuff. Though I will say a lot of retro games I enjoy playing on the Nintendo Switch, like through Nintendo Online, because the graphics are pretty decent. They've upscaled them so that they can play on a modern TV. It looks almost the same. You can tell some subtle differences. Doesn't have quite the same charm of loading the cartridge in. What I like about them, though, is a lot of them have save states where you can play an old retro Nintendo game and you can rewind. So if you die, you just rewind a few seconds, you can keep playing. A lot of people say that's cheating, and I will agree it absolutely is cheating. But I'm not 8 years old anymore. I don't have an entire Saturday to sit and play and let the Super Nintendo be my babysitter. I don't have that anymore. There's a meme online where it shows a kid. It's like time, money, energy. And it shows a kid. He has time and energy, but no money. And he's sad. He has no money. It shows a middle-aged adult. And they have money and energy. They don't have time. And they're sad. They look at their watch. They don't have any time. And then it shows an old person. And they have money and time, but they have no energy. And they're sad. And they're in a walker. And it's like, life is just sad. No, life is not sad. Every age has its limitations. So I'm trying hard to overcome my limitations now and carve out time for myself. But these save states, so you can save your game midway through. Because a lot of those old Nintendo, Super Nintendo games, they were brutal. They were absolutely brutal. When you would play them, you could die, you get sent right back to the beginning. Maybe you had passwords. That would be nice. They're brutal. Some kids, I remember they would play a game in the morning and leave it on pause, turn the TV off, and put something over the red light on your Sega or Super Nintendo so that nobody knows that it's on. So your mom doesn't come and turn it off when she's cleaning the room, come back from school, pick up right where you left off. But you got to turn the TV off, CRTV, because if you don't, you'll get screen burn. If you leave it paused and the CRT and it's on, that it will burn the image into the screen. You got to watch out for that. The other thing, though, by the way, like I get sick of, it's kind of fun to watch older movies and older TVs. It's not just retro movies, but like watching like movies from the 70s, 80s, whenever, even 90s and early 2000s on 4K TVs, it looks weird. It looks bad. Part of that is called the soap opera effect. You watch a 4K TV screen, it will add extra frames for motion smoothing. It's supposed to like smooth out the motion and things. But when if you're watching like ESPN sports, it looks awesome. But if you watch like films or a lot of TV shows, it looks super weird. It changes them so they look more like a soap opera than they were shot on film. Hate that, you know? So yeah, think about it. Look into CRTV. So if you're looking for things, CRTV. If you don't want to get ripped off, don't search on a marketplace don't search for retro gamer TV. They will gouge the heck out of you. But if you just search for old TV or box TV, especially old TV, a lot of people, they don't know what they have. And they'll say like, $20 or free. I just need to get rid of it. It's taking up space. You can find yourself a deal. And maybe you'll become the person who scavenges, finds the box TVs people are throwing away, and then you repurpose and sell them. And who knows, if you become the CRTV trade peddler or whatever it might be, headhunter, I don't know, let me know. Because maybe I might be in the market for a few others if mine don't last. But thank you guys so much for listening to today, and I hope you have a very blessed weekend.